Today, the Hillsborough County Commission took up the issue of a domestic partnership registry where non-married couples can get a few of the rights that married couples have. Jennifer Gordon is the legislative assistant for Florida Representative Mark Danish, and during public comment this morning, read a letter of support from the Tampa Democrat.
It is with great honor and pride that I express my support for the Domestic Partnership Registry for Hillsborough County. I encourage the Hillsborough County Commission to support this basic step towards equality. I make this request on behalf of my constituents who demand equality for our LGBT brothers and sisters. The 14th Amendment of the Constitution demands that every person receives equal protection under the law. This measure will expand many legal rights to LGBT couples and allow them the dignity that all loving, committed couples should be afforded. No person should ever be treated as second-class citizens because of who he or she loves.
Some of those rights include visitation in the event a partner is hospitalized and the right to make educational decisions for a partner's children. Terry Kempel is president of the Conservative Community Issues Council. He was active to get an amendment added to Florida's Constitution defining marriage as between one man and one woman and spoke out in opposition to a domestic partner registry.
This is an undermining, if you will, of the intent, the spirit of the marriage amendment, which over 60% of the people in the unincorporated county voted for. It establishes governmental recognition of same-sex unions. And those over 60% of the people who voted for the marriage amendment voted to make sure that that governmental recognition was extended to one man, one woman unions.
Also opposing the domestic partner registry was Todd Marks, who owns West Chase Law. He says there are other legal avenues for people to recognize a partner.
Florida statutes chapter 765 provides for healthcare surrogate opportunities. Chapter 497 for healthcare facility visitation and funeral and burial decisions in Florida. Chapter 744 allows for the pre-need guardianship to be determined. And interestingly enough, Tampa's version of the DPR essentially incorporates these Florida statutes, and so it's a redundancy. And so that begs the question, if on the face of the law, if these needs were already met under existing law, then what's the unstated goal? The unstated goal, I believe, is that it allows for activist judges to further redefine marriage.
But Zeke Fried supports a registry for domestic partners because he's been in a situation where legal recognition would have helped his partner of 34 years.
I was in a horrific car wreck, and when my partner showed up at the hospital, there was confusion as far as what they would tell him, what they wouldn't tell him. He knew my decisions. He knew what I wanted. Yes, Mr. Kempel was right. You can go out and get an attorney and pay $4,000 or $5,000 and have all this documentation done. However, you can also show up at a hospital, as happened in Miami with a gay couple on vacation, where they denied the rights of the partner with her two children to see her partner who passed away alone.